today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
Coming up next in the travel news, we've got good and bad news for U.S. Airways flyers.
When you buy travel online, are you giving up more than you realize? Well, Ed Perkins is here with the scoop at 3:15.
Did we say travel and entertainment? We did. Local funny man Jack Gallagher stops by at 3:35 to tell us about a fun event you'll want to be a part of.
And how would you like to join the Travel Guys on a trip aboard the Magic Bus? Details on how you can win coming up at 3:45.
All that from the one part of the country that isn't up to its elbows in snow and ice, today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Chickens out on the roof, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Hello again, my friends. Tom Romano with you and Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. We are the Travel Guys. Good morning, good afternoon, and good day, Mark.
How are you this fine Sunday, Mr. Romano?
I couldn't be better, I tell you. It's just good to be back on the radio with the Travel Guys, bringing people the information to make them smarter travelers and a little bit of entertainment along the way.
Yeah, we have a pretty good program today. We have Jack Gallagher here today. We've got one of our favorite consumer reporters, Ed Perkins, to talk about how, you know, when you go online and you buy travel, that sometimes you're clicking that little box says, I understand the terms and conditions, and boy, you have no idea what you have just done.
Yeah, there is a reason they say, I accept.
Yes, because you've accepted not only, well, Ed will explain it all to us, but not only things connected directly with what you've just bought, but you've also lost some other legal rights, which are kind of interesting too. So Ed Perkins is going to be here, and I know almost everybody who travels buys some part of their travel online or goes through a third-party website like Priceline or Hotels.com or something. So that's in part of making people a smarter traveler. This is a really important segment.
Well, you know, the convenience of doing it online and all of that has become more and more popular. I think it's a wave of the future. It's not going to go away, so you might as well learn how to do it right.
Well, and at least how to protect yourself or how you can't protect yourself so that you can just be a little smarter traveler. That's all we're trying to do here is make you a little smarter traveler and maybe have a little fun too.
And as we alluded to at the beginning of the show, we had an interview a couple of weeks ago with a thing called the Magic Bus out of San Francisco,
oh,
as you might guess.
Fun.
And we're going to replay that interview because it's a lot of fun. And then we're going to talk about a sports leisure travel, a vacation, a trip that could include you.
We're going to take some of our Travel Guys listeners on the Magic Bus. So stay tuned for that at 3:45, and we will fill you in.
Okay, time to get to it. One of the things we always do at the beginning of every show is bring you up to date on the travel news. Mark, let's make it happen. What do you have in today's travel news?
Well, Tom, let's look at some airline news first. It was not a good week either for airlines or for airline travelers. Did you see that? By Thursday, there were over 10,000 cancellations for the week and over 20,000 delayed flights, which kind of makes you wonder what flight was on time last week. Maybe one from Sacramento to Los Angeles or something like that.
Yeah, it's West Coasters. We have no idea how good we have it if we're just
staying in state. And folks don't realize that, you know, your plane that you're catching at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Sacramento may have started the morning in New Hampshire, for all you know, or Atlanta or Miami or whatever. And so it's not just where the weather is where you are, but the weather is where you were coming from. So rough week for folks who had airline tickets. As I said, more than 10,000 cancellations just by Thursday alone as that terrible storm swept up the eastern seaboard. Some other airline news. So we mentioned in the headlines there was good and bad news for U.S. Airways flyers. Of course, U.S. Airways is merging with American Airlines, and that process has already started. Some good news news for U.S. Airways flyers, Tom. Our buddy Ed Perkins, who is coming up in just a few minutes, many years ago advocated for a little extra room at a little extra price in economy for air travel passengers. And finally, after many years, United Airlines came up with Economy Plus. American and Delta have copied with their versions. And now, because U.S. Airways is becoming a part of American, the last holdout will now have what is affectionately known as Economy Plus seating. So you will be able to buy a ticket in economy, pay a few bucks more per segment, and have a little bit more comfort.
So you have first class, economy, and Economy Plus.
Economy Plus. So,
and what do you really get in Economy Plus?
You get about 4, 5, or 6 extra inches of leg room, and you get generally the privilege of getting on the airplane a little bit sooner, so there'll be room for your stuff in the overhead, and your Economy Plus seats are generally towards the front part of the plane, so you're going to have a little bit, be a little easier for you to get off.
And where did they get those 4 inches from?
Well, they got those 4 inches from the people in the back, I assure you.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, in some cases they took out a row of seats, and now they have these new slim seats that are supposed to be even more comfortable for the passenger, unless you have a 4-year-old behind you who kicks the seat, and now there's only half as much padding as there used to be. All right, the bad news for U.S. Airways passengers is that when it comes to picking the worst mileage programs, the frequent flyer programs, U.S. Airways brings up the bottom. Well, this was just ranking the top 5 airlines in the states here: United, American, Delta, U.S. Airways, and Southwest. U.S. Airways is last in the popularity of their program. They are last in award availability. At the other end of the spectrum, the people in the survey were asked, which airline is it almost impossible to book an award flight on? And U.S. Airways came in first in that particular category. The value of your miles, lowest with U.S. Airways. Loyalty effect, in other words, which airline would you be more likely to be loyal to because they have a good mileage program? U.S. Airways last. So for those folks who are at U.S. Airways, you're moving into the American world and your life will get better.
Yeah,
you're going to have more room in your seats, and you're going to have some better perks in terms of frequent flyer programs. Okay, Celebrity Cruises is adding perks for passengers in suites on some of their ships, effective in April of 2015. The new suite class experience, as Celebrity is calling it, will also bring passengers complimentary premium beverages, complimentary dining across all extra charge specialty restaurants, and unlimited internet access, which unfortunately on a ship can be one of the most expensive parts of your entire vacation.
On a ship, you're on vacation, you should be able to leave all of that stuff behind, but that just doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen. All right.
I understand that the cruise ships are actually thinking about just allowing people to bring their own food, too.
I think not. No. I think not.
Joking.
They are now, I've heard from customers who have had liquor miniatures taken out of their luggage.
Really?
And because now they can, they can x-ray your luggage.
Sure.
And they don't want you bringing booze on board, because every time you bring one on board, that's another $12 they can't make. All right, one last story, Tom. Surely you heard about the Corvette Museum. You're kind of a
I was reading it online last night. Horrified.
Yeah, the Corvette Museum, this is in Bowling Green, Kentucky, where they make Corvette, the only place in the country where they make Corvettes, and the middle of the museum just caved. They lost 8 cars, and there is now footage. The security camera had footage, so if you go to travelguysradio.com, we have posted the footage of the Corvettes falling into the sinkhole. So if that's something if you've always wanted to own a Corvette, you don't want to own, maybe you do want to own one of those. Maybe there'll be a fire sale. Anyway, it was a 40-foot wide, 20 to 30-foot deep. We got to get the folks from this museum on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
To talk to us, I think. We'll try to get them next week. Anyway, that is the travel news for today.
All right, moving on. We are the Travel Guys every Sunday at 3 o'clock here on News Radio KFBK. And, Mark, I see you have some contest entries there.
I do here, as we started last week.
Is it time for us to draw a sports leisure vacation traveler to be awarded a special prize today?
Yep. Somebody who traveled with Sports Leisure Vacations, who brings you the Travel Guys every week, will win a $50. And Thomas is about to pull the winner right now. There you go.
Yep. The magical console.
Let's
here.
Get one. Just one, please.
Well, I'm all right, working on it here.
There you go. Okay. You got two. Now just give me back one of them.
Okay.
The other person will never know who they were.
Okay.
All right. Who is our winner there, Mr. Romano? Oh, you, this is the winner. The
no,
one you,
you,
gave
you can read it.
All right. Donna Sutton, who went with us to Tijuana Hotel up in Yosemite National Park.
Not Donna Summers.
Not Donna Summer. Donna Sutton. This is the deal, Donna. You've won a $50 travel card from Sports Leisure Vacations. If you can double to $100, if you call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday and tell us you heard your name on the travel guys, and every time you travel with Sports Leisure Vacations, you fill out one of these little forms, we put you in. It's that simple. And then you're a winner on the radio.
Remember, you can go to TravelGuysRadio.com, check out all the things that we're talking about on today's program. Also, your opportunity to grab a podcast of any past and future shows.
We are the Travel Guys. When we come back, Ed Perkins joins us to talk about your rights when you're buying travel online. Important segment. Don't miss it.
Right here, News Radio KFBK.
If you ever plan to motor west,
welcome back. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman with Sports Leisure Vacations over there. And we did an interview with Ed Perkins.
We caught up with Ed earlier this and had an interview, and we just wanted to tell you about it because it's a little different because Mark and Ed are both on the phone.
Yeah, so we'll have Mark and Ed on the phone, Tom in the studio. So I just wanted to give you kind of a place in your mind to go here as we run this next interview. So here we go. Welcome, everyone. This is the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK, and returning to the airwaves with us once again, Ed Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
This is an interesting broadcast this time around in this segment because we have two travelers. Ed's in Washington, and I don't know where Mark is, but he's on the phone. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Mark's in Southern California. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Mark.
You're back in Washington, D.C. on part of your Smarter Travel gig, I understand?
That's right. And I think I've got probably a little more snow on the ground around here than you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Ed and I were talking yesterday, Tom, about how I had been in D.C. a few years ago when they had a thing we affectionately referred to as Snowmageddon, and Ed and I were kind of comparing notes as to who would experience the highest snowdrifts.
Well, the people are saying that they're at this point they've called the match in favor of Snowmageddon. They say this one wasn't quite as mad.
Okay.
When we run out of names for these experiences, that's when we're really going to, you know, the Weather Channel is now naming the storms. It kind of gives them sort of a human aspect to them.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into business here. Ed, recently on Smarter Travel, you wrote about the fact that folks who are buying travel services online are really giving up a lot more than they think they are. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts there.
Sure. I mean, apparently, talking to some of your listeners now, chances are when you buy travel online, you come someplace along the process, you come to a place where it tells you, check the box if you accept our terms. And probably most people just go ahead and check the box. Well, if you don't check the box, if you want to look at them before you decide yes, and look at that maze of fine print, you find you're giving away the store when you agree to this. Basically, here's a typical contract. This is from Expedia. In no event shall Expedia, its affiliates, and or their respective suppliers, that means airlines, hotels, and so on, be liable for any direct, indirect, punitive, incidental, special, or consequential damages arising out of or in any way connected with your access to the display or use of this website or with the reliance on the opinions appearing on this website, ...
And that's easy for you to say.
Yeah, and what it basically says is that if you, say, organize a hotel room on Expedia and go into that hotel and a flower pot hits you on the head and puts you in the hospital, that you can't sue the hotel because you've waived that right when you bought the hotel online.
So let me understand, you're not just giving up your rights to whatever might be right or wrong with the specific reservation per se, but you are in saying that you understand everything, you agree to everything, and this is a done deal, but you're also giving up some of your rights physically when you arrive at the destination?
That's right. It says here, be liable for any direct, indirect, punitive, incidental, special, or consequential damages arising out of, and then it goes on the use of this website to buy travel.
It sounds to me like it even exceeds what, let's say, the hotel or whatever it may be's policy on site might originally have said.
Well, that may be, but hotel websites generally have the same language about their own rooms.
I see. Okay.
So Ed, what do we do when we get to that box? We pretty much have to check it, or there's not going to be a purchase.
That's right. And so what you have to do basically is hope that A, that nothing happens, and B, if it does, and you want to take the hotel or airline or whatever it might be to court, that you find a judge who's willing to take the attitude that a lot of them do, that this sort of one-sided contract is not enforceable. Legally, they're called contracts of attachment, and it simply means that's the legal definition or legal name for any contract where the buying party really had no market power to negotiate the terms of the contract, where it's either a take it or leave it, this is it kind of contract. And from what my legal friends tell me, sometimes these are enforced and sometimes they're not. It's kind of potluck in terms of the court you go to and the judge and the state and the venue and so on.
So you're saying there have people that have challenged some of these online contracts in the past?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this sort of contract has been successfully challenged in a lot of cases. And on the other hand, a lot of other cases, they've been upheld.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking with Ed Perkins of Smarter Travel on the Travel Guys. I'm Mark Kaufman, along with Tom Romano. Ed, so if some of these have been upheld, I guess what we're telling folks is that beware of buying travel from third-party websites. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any way to avoid this. At the end of your column, you kind of just give a buyer beware.
That's right. That's all you can do. And if something happens, you got to get a good lawyer.
that's and Tom, you're the kind of guy who, yeah, you buy these types of products.
Sure.
It's just people every day are buying things online, and I see the negative at the front desk. I see people trying to check in a day late or checking in and not getting the room that they want, or there's some fine print that's caused them some kind of incredible aggravation that they didn't read. That alone is my wisdom to people is make sure that, as Ed said, it's full of all kinds of stuff, but at least read it. Because if you don't read it, you're not going to have any idea of what you have just given away.
That's
That to me is perhaps the most important thing. Ed, you had another subject that I wanted to touch on with you here just briefly before we let you go, about travel insurance covering non-refundable payments, especially in the case of overseas travel. There's an air traffic controller strike or something like that. A country is shut down for 48 hours. You can't get there. You've bought travel insurance. What's the deal on that?
The deal is the most trip cancellation insurance is what they call named peril, which means it pays off only in the event of something happening that is actually specified in the contract. So if the contract says it does not include a strike by public employees, it's not going to pay off on that basis. Most of the cancellation policies that I've looked at will pay off if there's a strike at your common carrier, which means your airline, your cruise line, whatever, but not if there's a strike of some kind. And even like in London a couple of weeks ago, a complete citywide underground strike. No, that isn't your common carrier, so it isn't. That would not constitute a cause for you to say, no, I don't want to go to London if the underground's not running.
Now, with that being said, the kind of insurance you're talking about, are there multiple levels of travel insurance? Can you buy a policy that goes a little deeper that might cover that and and a few other things to go along with it.
Yes, there are some policies that allow you to cancel for any reason within up to 48 hours before your scheduled departure. And I recommend that because I think the individual traveler, not some insurance company bean counter, should make the decision as to whether you travel or not.
But, and of course, having the option to cancel for any reason is going to cost you a little bit more on the premium end, too.
That's exactly right. And you may not get 100% back. Some of them pay only 80 or 75% back.
Sounds like this is a topic for a complete topic for another full day. Ed, we need to let you go. Thank you very much for taking some time to join us all the way from Washington, D.C. These are very important topics. Talk about making people a smarter traveler. We'll you be safe back there. Stay out of the snow, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. I hope to thaw out when I get home.
Well, there you go. That's Ed Perkins along with Mark Hoffman. I'm Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys. Coming up after the news, comedian, actor, and so much more, Jack Gallagher joins us here on the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Radio KFBK. Welcome. We are the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano, and we've got a special guest that, gosh, I've known for a lot of years, and I think our listeners probably do, too. Particularly The Voice recently, over the years, if you've traveled and you go to the executive airport. Jack, are you still the voice of the airport?
No, I'm not anymore. When they opened up the new terminal, they went back to the the robotic female voice. Yes, their new terminal was the termination of my work for the airport.
Jack Gallagher, noted playwright, actor. Probably this list would just go on and on, and it probably would bore people at some point. But
starting to bore me.
We're here to talk specifically about the host and warbler title that has been laid on you for the fourth sort of annual The Joke's on Me on the 22nd of February.
Yeah, this is a show that we've done now. This will be the fourth time in 5 years that we've done this music show that I do at the 24th Street Theater in Curtis Park with a bunch of musician friends of mine. And it's a departure from what I usually do, but it's a lot of fun for me to do. And we've had some great success. It started as a one-off. And now we're doing our fourth one because people are just clamoring for it.
And you've chosen an intimate venue, the 24th Street Theater.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's like a 300-seat theater, not a bad seat in the house. I don't know if people are familiar with that venue, but it's an old elementary school. And this is the auditorium that they've turned into a theater, and it's a great I love working there. It's a great place to work.
It has been used for theatrical productions around town by community theaters. And heck, I think California Music Theater even used it for a show a few years back. So it is, you're right, a wonderful venue with lots of great sight lines. This is The Joke's on Me, a night of music and laughter. So, Jack, we kind of know you for laughter. Where does the music part come in?
Well, I've always been a huge music fan. Music is a big part of my life and has always been, and I always tell people that if I wasn't so lazy, I would have learned how to play an instrument. But I was writing a play a few years ago, and I had some comedy material that I had to try out, and I didn't have enough to do an entire show. So my friend Tommy Dunbar, who's an amazing musician, said, well, you know, you love music and you like to sing, so why don't we put a band together, and you can do half stand-up and half music. And at first I thought, no, there's no way I'm doing that. But then it was one of those things, as I've gotten older, that I thought, well, I've become a little complacent. I know how to do what I do. And basically it was something that really scared me, the thought of doing this. And I thought, well, it's probably a good thing that I try and do it. And I did, and I had a ball. And now we integrate now the comedy with the music. We'll sing a song, we'll tell a story about the song, or I'll do some comedy, and it just goes back and forth. And it's just a really fun evening. You don't leave with any message. It's not anything heavy. It's just a lot of fun. And I think for people our age, the songs we do are a lot of fun, and people seem to really enjoy it.
Drop some song names on us, Jack.
This year we're going to be doing, we're going to do a Rascals medley. We're going to do some stuff by Warren Zevon, Jackson Brown, Little Feet, wow. Let's see, Beatles. We're doing a Turtles tune. We're doing a Tremolos tune. Let's see, what else are we doing?
He was right, Tom, when he said guys our age. Kind of
yeah, exactly.
Kind of are into this.
We're doing no Taylor Swift stuff, no Miley Cyrus stuff.
no Justin Bieber, none of that
no
stuff.
No Justin Bieber. It's all old guys. I think the closest we come to something current is we do a Rodney Crowell tune, who's you guys probably know as a country artist.
Sure, yeah. So you're doing basically, you know, some classic rock pop. A little happy together time here, huh?
Jack, we should tell people, besides going to travelguysradio.com, where we'll have all this information, where else can they get tickets if they'd like to go? I see tickets are $25. That's fairly reasonable.
Well, that's the other thing, is that this is the same price we did it for the first year we did it in 2010. And as it says on the poster, which is true, the management keeps saying we should get more money. And I keep saying, honestly, I don't want to charge anymore. And if I could do it for $10 a ticket and cover the expenses, I would. This is not a money-making venture. This is just to have fun. And people can go to inticketing.com to get tickets. And there are two shows. There's a 5 o'clock show and an 8 o'clock show. This is the other thing that can tell age is creeping in, because the 8 o'clock show is like, geez, that's not going to be over till like 10.
And, Jack, these are shows that you could bring the whole family?
Absolutely. This is a for-all-ages show. And we do a lot of fun stuff. There's one tune we do where we... when people come in, they can put their name in a hat, and we draw names out, and we have people come up on stage and do background vocals on All the Young Dudes, the Mott the Hoople tune. And then we play Name That Tune with a couple of audience members, and then we get people up on stage to play an instrument with us.
That sounds like so much fun.
We're talking with Jack Gallagher, Sacramento's iconic comedian. If you're an icon, does that make you old? I guess maybe it does.
I think it does.
who is part of an evening of old guys singing and laughing.
He's a rock.
Called the fourth sort of annual, The Joke's on Me. It is at the old, used to be called the Sierra Theater, I think it was
right.
called.
Yep.
The 24th Street Theater. And go to travelguysradio.com if you would like to go to this show. I guarantee you, Tom is a member now, an honorary member of the Sports Leisure Vacations family.
I am.
Performed at our tour preview day last year and will be the headliner when we do our 35th anniversary show in May at the Wells Fargo Pavilion.
Not to miss.
No, absolutely. So very funny man. Well worth it. Jack, it sounds like an evening of tremendous fun. I will be somewhere in the audience.
Good. And thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. I look forward to seeing both of you soon.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much and stay well now.
Tom, people might wonder why we're talking to Jack Gallagher about a local one-night event in Sacramento, and that's because at the beginning of the show, we are the travel and occasionally entertainment guys.
This is true. We featured all kinds of entertainment. We talked about the ballet not too long ago. Here again, as we've mentioned more than once, Sports Leisure Vacations and this show takes folks on trips out of town.
Yep.
To entertainment venues all the time. And you know what? We like to give a little love back, and we like to feature the local entertainment as well. And nothing more entertaining than Jack Gallagher.
And we should tell our listeners, if you have an event in town that you would like us to give a plug to on the radio or maybe have you on to talk about it, if you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a place there where you can send a question to the Travel Guys. Just tell us the basics and give me a way to be able to contact you, and we'll put you on the radio and talk a little bit about your event. Because we are the travel and entertainment guys, and sometimes travel isn't a long distance. Sometimes it's just going downtown to see Jack Gallagher and his buddies. That sounds like a lot of fun, Thomas. I'm going to get a ticket.
Absolutely. Me too.
All right. Coming up in the last segment of the program here, a couple weeks ago on Super Bowl Sunday, we ran a story about the Magic Bus in San Francisco, and it was a lot of fun. And we have created a way for Travel Guys listeners to join us on the Magic Bus. So we're going to replay that story. So if you didn't hear it the first time, you'll catch the concept. And then we're going to talk to you about how you can join us on the Magic Bus.
That's next right here on the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. The Travel Guys brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Are you you're just jiving a little to the music?
I'm jiving. Turn it up a little bit. Too much the Magic Bus. What a great lead into this.
What a great segue. Yes, I'm sure this has never happened to Gabriel ever before that anybody has been this creative. But Gabriel Derita joins us on the Travel Guys. Gabriel is with a group in San Francisco called the Magic Bus. Hi, Gabriel.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Welcome to the program. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We have on our website at travelguysradio.com pictures of the Magic Bus. You and I met at the Los Angeles Times Travel Show. And as soon as I saw the pictures of the Magic Bus, I was immediately enthralled by the whole thing. Tell us a little bit about the Magic Bus and how it came to be, Gabriel.
Well, the Magic Bus was started by Antenna Theater Company, which is a theater company that's been based in the Bay Area for 30 years doing site-specific theater, and they developed the concept as part of the International Arts Festival in 2010. So it was developed kind of as a tribute to San Francisco's history and part of this arts festival to kind of bring folks out into the city and show them San Francisco through rose-colored glasses maybe and take them back to the days of the Summer of Love and talk about how the counterculture kind of got its roots here. And, you know, all the rock and roll and the hippie movement. And we touch on everything from the Beatniks to the Summer of Love. And that's kind of the inception of the bus was surrounding that arts festival. But the critical response was great. And people booked the tours out for the entire run of the original production. So we decided to keep it on the road.
I had an opportunity to take a look at a couple of news stories and video clips about the Magic Bus, Gabe. And why don't you kind of give our listeners a visual here as to what the experience is like. You know, first of all, I think we can all kind of imagine that the Magic Bus is going to be a big bus, and it's going to have, you know, a lot of colors, and it's going to be kind of hippie. It's going to be kind of hippie-like. But there's the experience on the bus is quite unique. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head there. It is a very unique bus. The exterior is, of course, psychedelic painted. We got some, you know, fun stuff going on the outside, but the inside is where the real magic happens. And what we do is we actually have digital projection screens that retract up and down over the windows of the bus, and we project archival footage of the 1960s in the city of San Francisco as we travel around to various points of interest and neighborhoods that were significant to the time period we're discussing in the show. So maybe as we're traveling through parts of North Beach and passing famous beat cafes where poets like Jack Kerouac and Ellen Ginsberg read poetry, we'll actually have audio recording of Jack Kerouac reading poetry in the building you're looking at as we drive by in North Beach. Or when we're traveling down, my favorite part of the show is we go down Market Street and we bring the screens down in Mid-Market, and we show you what the Fillmore West looked like back in the 60s. We have all this great footage of like some clips of Santana concerts and folks lined up around the block to see the Warlocks, who you may know as the Grateful Dead. Mm-hmm. And then we bring the screens up today and kind of show you the Fillmore West as it is in all its glory today and now as a Honda dealership at Market in Van Ness. So we really have this kind of fun interplay between the past and the present in a visual kind of narrative we create with these visual video screens that come down over the window. So
does this, Tom, not sound to you like the most fun that you could possibly have?
It does. And from what I gather, I was talking to Mark about this earlier, and from the pictures I saw online, you sit in the bus facing out the windows, not facing
That's
forward.
Correct. Yeah, so we have bench seating that goes down the center of the bus, and everybody's kind of facing the walls of the bus.
Yeah.
And when these screens come down, it's like a mobile movie theater on the inside. You're wall-to-wall screens in front of you. It's total immersion. You can't see out the windows at all, so you're kind of really transported back in time.
So the areas that you pull, that you're passing through, whether it's the Hate or whatever, or by the Fillmore, and when you get there, the screens come down and you get to see the Fillmore, like you say, what it looked like in 1965.
Yeah. Usually we play the screens as we approach a landmark.
I see.
And then once we get there, we kind of reveal it in the present, because a lot of folks who take our tour, it tends to be about 60-40 locals and visitors. A lot of folks want to see the city as it is today.
Sure.
So, you know, it's kind of nice for folks who live here to see it a little bit differently. And then for folks who are visiting out of town and maybe have never seen it before, they get to see it today as well.
We should tell you that you can get on the Magic Bus every day at 10 o'clock or 12:30 at Union Square in San Francisco. And if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can find out more information about the Magic Bus. And in fact, you can even get a discount on your trip. It sounds to me, Thomas, as we were talking off the air there, it sounds to me like we need to get a group of Travel Guys radio listeners one day.
Absolutely.
And go down to the Bay Area and have our own Magic Bus tour, because I just think this has Travel Guys written all over it.
Absolutely.
Especially with you and I, this is our stuff here. Gabe, it sounds like it's been very successful. You're doing this a couple of times a day in the city.
Yes, that's true. That's actually our summer schedule that you mentioned. Right now, it's not quite as busy, so we're running weekends only through May. So, but those same show times apply, 10 and 12:30 on Fridays and Saturdays through the beginning of May, and then we'll be running Tuesday through Saturday all week long.
And what does a trip on the Magic Bus cost?
It's $50 for adults and $40 for students and seniors, but I think with your discount, you'd be able to do a little better than that for listeners.
There you go. And how much time should folks expect the bus ride to last?
The trip lasts about 2 hours, give or take.
Really? So, that long? Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And
just go straight to the Haight. You know, we explore a lot of different areas around the city because there's so much history.
Now, do you have an opportunity to get off the bus?
We do. We stop in Golden Gate Park at the Conservatory of Flowers and let folks get off and kind of hang out in the sunshine a little bit. We call it the city's central flower power generation station. There's usually a drum circle and some fragrant things floating through the air in that part of the park. So it's a nice spot to kind of relax and still feel the magic.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to drop the screen. It's going to be the Fillmore Auditorium. There's going to be a long line of folks, and I'm going to be one of them.
Probably on there.
Like, oh, my God. Was my hair really that long?
You are taking Mr. Tom Romano here back in time. I can see the wheels turning as he's just sitting here in his chair. Gabe DeRita with the Magic Bus in San Francisco, something that you're going to want to know more about. Go to travelguysradio.com to find out more about this fun new attraction in San Francisco. And, Gabe, we'll be in touch here, and we'll work up something. I think we're going to bring some listeners down.
Awesome. It'd be my pleasure to have you, Mark.
You know, Mark, whether you grew up in California or any place in the United States, everybody, the iconic San Francisco and the flower power and the whole movement.
It's going to be part of American history forever. Yeah.
Yeah. And those that just finished watching the Beatles special.
Week
ago.
We've got all of these 68, 69, 70, 71, 72-year-olds floating around talking and thinking about the first time they ever heard a Beatles song. So we talked to Gabe at Magic Bus, and we said, Gabe, how about we bring some listeners down? And Gabe said, that would be fun. And so we are going to give away some passes to join the Travel Guys. We'll have transportation on Sports Leisure Vacations All West Super Coach, our exclusive motor coach, down to San Francisco. You'll have the tour on the Magic Bus. We'll take you over to Sausalito so you can have lunch and some free time over there to look around and stuff. You can walk over the Golden Gate Bridge if you want to on your own. It'll cost you absolutely nothing if you win. So we will have, starting next week, Thomas, tell all your friends and relatives. They will have an opportunity to call in and win. And if you're not able to listen to the program live, you can go to travelguysradio.com, and we'll have a way for you to win there also. We'll spend the whole day together in San Francisco, day before Mother's Day.
That's awesome. Now, we'll have X number of seats that we're going to give away on the program.
That's right.
And then the remainder, Mark, will have available through Sports Leisure Vacation.
If folks would like to join us and they're not lucky enough to win, then they can pay their way onto the trip. But does that not sound like fun, going down and spending? Wouldn't that be ironic if somebody brought their mother, won and brought their mother for Mother's Day?
That would be an awesome idea.
Yeah. If you were 45 and mom was 65, and you could take her back to the days of maybe mom went to school at Berkeley or something like that. You know, the flower power days of the 50s and started in the late 50s. I mean, people don't know that Haight-Ashbury actually was already, by the time the 60s came around, was already kind of rocking and rolling. There just wasn't quite as many flowers.
It was the sort of the beatnik movement, part of the Kingston Boston Trio and what was it called? The Hungry Eye in San Francisco, which was the popular spot for all the folk bands in the late 50s and early 60s.
Well, and as you alluded to in the interview there, they might have found Tom Romano down there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm of that age. Where I grew up in the Valley in Modesto.
Right.
And, of course, we looked to San Francisco for entertainment. And culturally, San Francisco was at least 5 years ahead of everything in the Valley. Sacramento, probably only a couple of years behind, but we would go to San Francisco.
That was very gentle of you to say that.
Yeah, I know. We would go to San Francisco and go to the concerts at the Fillmore Auditorium and see the bands and shop the shops and buy clothes and bring them back, and people thought we were a little odd. I played in bands at that particular time in the 60s, so not only was I, of the right age, but I was culturally in the niche with the music as well.
Your very own exclusive opportunity to join the Travel Guys on the Magic Bus. You're going to need to be listening the next 3 weeks. We're going to give away those passes on the air, and we're going to tell you, if you aren't lucky enough to win a pass, how you can join us for a day of real fun, the first ever Travel Guys road trip, and we'll have it for you. So, Thomas, I guess that kind of wraps up this.
That's it. Any idea what we're going to do next week on the Travel Guys?
Any idea what we're going to do next week on the Travel Guys?
I have no idea.
Probably just craziness and fun and stuff like that. You can go to travelguysradio.com and see a preview of the show, though, a day or two beforehand.
There you go. And I do know this. So you will have an opportunity to learn some stuff to become a smarter traveler.
Absolutely. And remember, Donna Sutton, sports leisure traveler who traveled with us recently, you've heard your name on the radio. Call and make your $50 travel prize $100. We will see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Remember now, the Travel Guys brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. Thanks for joining us.